Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Sorry I missed a week. So basically, all the boys were busy and I was busy, so we couldn't really get one done. It just wasn't easy. But I am back with a single boy podcast this week, but it is bound to be a good one. So we actually don't have any breaking news per se in the YouTube world, at least in the circles that I look in. But if you know any, just email me at yt.with.the.boys.podcast@gmail.com. Sorry for the long email. And just let me know if there's any news you want me to cover, and I'll definitely look into it. But today, I think we have a pretty fun episode. So what I kind of want to talk about is animation on YouTube. And there are kind of two sides to that. There are the more animated storytellers who are very popular, and then the small animations. So I'm going to start with some of the small animations. So basically, I was saying the other day to someone that I like cool shit. And I think animation is just amazing, honestly. I think it's one of the coolest things that an artist can do, that a creator can do. I just find it, maybe because I feel like I'm so far from the actual talent of animating, I don't feel like I can do it. That I just think that it's amazing when someone does execute it perfectly and just so well. I find it almost, I just find it incredible. And so, like I said, I like cool shit. So the thing that made me kind of catch my eye on this topic is Mr. Beast tweeted something. So for those who don't know, Mr. Beast has a gaming channel, and maybe I'll go more into depth onto Mr. Beast and his gaming channel in another episode. I just feel like they're kind of well spoken for themselves, so I haven't really touched it yet. But Mr. Beast has a gaming channel, and on that gaming channel, Dream, a very popular Minecraft YouTuber who's growing exponentially, and Technoblade, another popular Minecraft YouTuber, fought for $100,000 in a very Mr. Beast-like fashion. I mean, it was insane. Like, the two YouTubers at the top of Minecraft just went at each other, PvP-wise, per se. Dream is, I think, primarily a speedrunner in Minecraft, and Technoblade is kind of PvP, but they fought for $100,000, because throughout the beginning of Mr. Beast's gaming channel, they always made jokes that Dream is better than Technoblade. So basically, no spoilers. Actually, no. Yeah, spoilers. Pause or skip ahead if you're watching. Technoblade wins. But that video was done, I think, a few months ago. But what I saw recently is Mr. Beast retweeted something, and it was this video from this account posted, and it was an animation of the fight. And now, I always love cool animations, and I was like, if Mr. Beast retweeted this, then it was probably really good. So I go and I go to watch it, and let me tell you, it is one of the coolest things that I have ever seen in a long time. It's just so well done, and it just really makes me appreciate, like, YouTube, and there's this website that you can share sick ideas like this and just cool things, and it's so amazing because they interpreted everything in their own very creative way. Like, they just didn't make, it's not one of those Minecraft animations where two, like, Minecraft characters fight. They animated, like, the skins as, like, suits of armor for, like, two people. It was just so well done. It was made by the Sadist, I think is what the play on words is. It's capital SAD-IST. Sadist. I don't know which one it's supposed to be. I know his Twitter profile picture is a person with a sad face on, so maybe it's Sadist. But anyway, just absolutely incredible. And it looks like he has some other good animations in the past. And I am honestly just floored by it. I was like, man, this is like one of the most amazing things I've seen in a while. It's just awesome. So I just really wanted to shout it out. And this brought me back to some other cool animations that have really inspired me. I try to pride myself on being a creative person. So I like to get inspired by, like, just creative action scenes, especially, and people just creating, as I said before, cool shit. And it makes me want to go create stuff like this podcast and other things. I get really inspired by it. So I just wanted to shout out some other two animations that are just kind of cool and quirky that I think really deserve a watch just because they're really kind of fun to watch. So the second one is also a kind of recent one that I just stumbled upon one day, and it is Azula versus Kirby. So for those who don't know, Azula is from Avatar The Last Airbender, the children's, but kind of a lot of adult series now. There was on Nickelodeon and recently came out on Netflix. She's the person with the blue fire, the girl, for those who may be trying to jog their memory. And then Kirby, I would say, hopefully is really well known. I think he is. He's a Nintendo character. He has his own games. And he's like this big round pink thing with like a tornado mouth, and he has red feet. So someone did like a quick 38-second animation of them fighting. And that was originally Gregzilla. And that is really amazing by itself. So massively well done. I think he actually may work for a company like Pixar or something. I didn't read too far into the first one. But yeah, I think that he and his like kind of friends are actual animators. So that's why it looks so incredible. But then someone, another person, actually kind of based themselves on that. And they put music, they put sound effects to it, like Kirby and Azula sound effects, and it's so cool. It really brings it up to such a higher level. And again, it's crazy to think that YouTube is this kind of, yeah, I'm playing the start of it right now because I wanted to shout the person who put sound to it. The person who put sound to it is Super Roni, who only has 285,000 subscribers, but it was actually made 9 months ago, I guess, but with sound effects, it was just so good. And I just want to say, this is honestly like so cool when people just combined and collaborate with creatively to make these awesome products. And again, I just love cool shit. And just because I played the Kirby games a lot when I was younger, as well as watched the Avatar games. And it's just, it makes me feel so happy to see almost this collaboration made by people in the community. And I just wanted to shout that out because I think that's really well done by Super Roni and Gregzilla in combination. Now, for the next one, I'm going to kind of go way back. It's very older video that is actually made 9 years ago. But it's by a fairly popular guy. And I just think it's so cool. Every time I watch it, I discovered it about, I'd say, 3 or 5 years ago. And that is Gilded Guy. And the one I was talking about specifically is Slush Invaders. Now, Slush Invaders is like a kind of like those Stickman animations, but it's really well done and very creative. And it's just really fun to watch. And now I think he still does stuff now and then and continues animating. But I just found it one of the coolest things when I first discovered it. Even though it's so old every time, I'm like, wow, this is like sick. So, I don't know. I'm just really impressed by it. It's such a simple animation. It's first upload, but I find it so impressive, and it's just such a fun idea that I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to shout it out because I've never really been able to tell anybody that much about it because it's kind of almost, it has a lot of views. It has 1.7 million views, but it's kind of hidden at the same time, and I just think that's like, it's super cool, and I wanted to shout it out because it just inspires me to be creative, do cool things, and yeah, I just really like that's Slush Invaders by a Gilded Guy on YouTube. So now we're going to move on to by the way, there are tons of more videos out there like that. Please send me them at whatsy.with.theboyspodcast. Sorry for the long name, but hard to find an email. But please send me them, and I'll totally watch them. But continuing on, let's get into the more story time animation that is on YouTube. Now, animation, especially in the story time variety, has a special place on YouTube. It's not really like anything else. It carries its own weight, and it doesn't really follow other algorithms, per se, like the normal YouTubers. They're kind of their own breed, per se, not to plan the joke too much. But basically, these animation YouTubers, what they do is they'll tell a story from their life, and then they'll animate it, pretty simply. And they're really good at animating it. and they make it very funny. And what's really interesting about them is they only post like once a month, once every 2 months, and they still get millions and millions and millions of views to an insane amount. And there's a bunch of cool ones. So some that are my favorite would be Odd Ones Out. He has 15 million subscribers. He's really funny. His animation style is not really, I mean, complicated per se. He just kind of does these white blobs, guys. And he started with comics, but let me, like, his last video is 15 million views, 8.3 million views, 13 million views, 21 million views, 23 million views, 41 million views. He's just a powerhouse. 38 million views. He's literally just a powerhouse. And the way I first got into his videos were his Sue Boy videos, which I think number two is sitting at 78 million views. And yeah, they're just really funny. It's about his time working at Subway, and the whole Sue Boy thing just kind of caught on. And I find them really funny. He's a really good animator, but at the same time, he's more of a, like, a just a great storyteller. That's the best way I would describe it. He's really good at telling stories and just giving people a look into his life. It's almost like, you know, turning on the TV, and it's like, or by a campfire. I don't know why. You just get so immersed in this very average everyday life with these very funny problems. And I think he does a great job at that. I know Runtime Kemistar criticized him for his basic style, but, like, again, I think it's more based on the personality with this one. Another very popular one, at 8.6 million subscribers, would be Jaden Animations. He, again, releases, like, every month, gets, like, 10 million views every video. And she is really hilarious. And I think she's really funny, too. You may know her as a... she gained some popularity because she got PewDiePie's chair to YouTube Rewind in the section where he wasn't in it that year. And everybody loved that. And again, I just think she's very talented. She's a really great storyteller as well. And she just... I don't know. It's just... they tell... it's a different type of craft, and I respect them so much because so much work goes into these videos, into making them, and you can see the payoff. And I kind of like that this is its own little cult on YouTube. It's that people, like, you know, normal YouTubers, you'd have to think, they always have to think, you know, consistency every day, every week. You got 24 hours. I mean, I try my hardest to do every Friday for this. But they're so good and they're so talented that they can do it literally once a month and still be so successful because they put so much effort and time into it, and it really comes across. And so powerful. Another great animation YouTuber, Something Else YT. He is very good. Just love his stuff. He has a little bit of a different style. They're all kind of similar, but they all have different life experiences, but which makes it unique and interesting. And his character is like a little devil guy in a red sweatshirt that represents him. And he just has a lot of funny stories, too. Not to mention that all of these channels, by the way, they all have music videos, a lot of them, which is kind of interesting. I know Something Else YT has one. I think Jaden has one. Odd Ones Out, or James has one. And those are all extremely well done, too. And I actually really like those because a lot of work goes into those. And I think it's fun to see an animated music video because you kind of have the sky is the limit. Another interesting one is CircleToons. Now, I found CircleToons relatively recently. He's not as popular. I mean, he has 1.63 million subscribers, which is insanely popular. But a lot of these animation YouTubers are giants. So he doesn't really do animation, per se. What he does is he draws these characters, and then he'll move them with a stylist on his screen. And that's just kind of his style. And they're all, like, really short clips, like, all 1 minute. And what he does, he plays a lot on video games, like, trends and funny moments and, like, what happens, like, obvious in video games, memes, per se. Like, some of his videos, climbing mechanics in video games, when people play casual games competitively, Among Us in a nutshell, Fall Guys in a nutshell, when that was popular, when you only level up one party member, things like that, and, as you know, just gaming a lot, I just think that's very funny as well, and, those are done very well, and even though they're not really technically animation, he just kind of committed to the bit in a, an admirable way. It just makes you like, oh, that's actually like a cool way to do it. Now, last one I'm going to shout out is Domix, another very popular one. He kind of does a black and white style. He has some color there. He has like around 8 million subscribers, I think. More storytelling focused again. And he is also very good. I know I just kind of listed a bunch of YouTubers in this episode, animation ones, but they're all really talented, and I all think they have this cool cult on YouTube, per se. And I'd really check them out because they always put a lot of work into what they do. Hopefully I can get the boys on next week. I'll see you for now. Goodbye. Hope you enjoyed.